Having spent now a number of months looking at the questions people asked Jesus, I am struck by how deliberate he is in his love. He not only answers every question, he answers them specifically. Most of us don't have the imagination, creativity, and most importantly, perhaps, patience to do that. And yet, here he is loving his friends and his enemies and his disciples. And especially in the resurrection narratives, which seem like such an opportunity for him to do big, famous, fast. And instead, what we looked at last week was him cooking breakfast for the disciples and reminding them that he's not only the resurrected Savior, but also his friend. And I want to remind us that we have opportunities to love deliberately. And everyone listening to this has responsibilities and family and fatigue and some energy. And I know you're limited, and yet God has given you people in your life that it is a blessing for you to be deliberate in your friendship with them. And if you're single, that might not be as apparent, but it's just as, if not more important, that you be deliberate with your friends. So my encouragement is, take one of your good friends out for coffee or to a movie, but if it's a movie, connect something before or after with conversation and be deliberate in friendship. Before you go and get coffee with them, or before you go to the movie with time before or after it, think of a couple of non-leading questions for you to ask before you get together with them, and you'll become better friends. And that kind of deliberate friendship is good for your soul. I'm going to be real straightforward with married people. I love Myers-Briggs, and I love the Enneagram, and I'm kind of fond of DISC and StrengthFinder, and the reason is not because they're perfect, and the reason is not because they're magical, and it's not even because they're scientific, because they're not. My engineer friends, I know that none of those things are scientific, and yet each one has helped me be deliberate with my close friends, and especially with my wife. More importantly, those of you that are listening to this on your commute to or from work, or you're working out or whatever, think of one, two, or even three non-leading questions that you can ask your spouse sometime after you get home when you have a minute to talk. And if you ask three of them, maybe two of them won't be very good. Maybe you're better at this than me, but oftentimes my non-leading questions don't get us very far, or my wife has a very simple answer. But if I take the time to think of two or three deliberate non-leading questions, then we end up having a rich conversation. And deliberateness in love advances our relationships, which we are made for relationship, first with God and then with other people. And parents, be deliberate with your children, regardless of their age. And it's amazing how long 10 minutes can feel when you're tired and it's the end of the day and you've done everything to clean up after and take care of and protect and interpret and not yell at this kid. And yet, oftentimes that time that we've spent with them is in all sorts of other contexts, getting them to or from events, to or from school, homework, etc. You know the drill. They need 10 or even 15 minutes, if you're more patient than me, of deliberate time where it's just you and them. And if you have more than two children, that's really challenging. It's challenging with two children. And if you have more, it's even more challenging. But they need it. And the irony is, I don't know if it's irony. The interesting thing is, it's so good for our souls to know that we have attended well to the people God has put into our life. And this, there are other categories for this, coworkers and parents of adult children, but I just want to stick to single people. You need good friendships. So go ahead and risk and spend time and ask non-leading questions. Married people, you and your spouse need time almost every day where there's space and time for conversation. And parents, especially of young kids, meaning younger than teenagers, but teenagers too, they need 10 or 15 minutes, just the two of you. The strength for this comes from the Holy Spirit, who empowers us to love God and neighbor. God has put specific neighbors in our life, and it is good to both be deliberate with them in love and to think about how we can be deliberate with them in love. All that, by the way, is from Jesus deciding to cook over a charcoal fire. That's it for 5 more minutes this week. I hope that you have a good rest of the week.